Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ramel Kielko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, by the way, tomorrow the place to be in Edo is the Kings Court, 9-3 Hutchins. It's in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. The reason I say that? The Manchester United supporters group, the Houston Red Army will be there. The Houston Culés will be there, the supporters group for FC Barcelona. And it is a joint supporters group event there to watch the UEFA Champions League game. Now, the Kings Court has 13 monitors, beautiful rooftop deck, great food. Time to sneak out of work. Time to catch a little touch of the flu and call in sick tomorrow and come down to Kings Court. And again, it's 903 Hutchins, right near the stadium. It's where El Batallón is before Dynamo games and will be before the Dynamo game on Saturday. So, Soccer Matters, we will see you down there tomorrow. And we may have a few of those Soccer Matters t-shirts available as well. Perfect entry to this next interview. Victor Valencek, he is the head man of Houston Culés, and he joins us now. Victor, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, Glenn, I'm good to be here. Excited about the next couple matches here.
Yeah, listen, we're going to have Tom Clare on the show a little bit later on. I love this idea that you guys have gotten together as two separate supporters groups to watch these games together, first at the Kings Court, then back at the Revelry on Richmond. I think it's a great statement.
Absolutely. I mean, it just makes sense, right? We're at Old Trafford tomorrow, Wednesday, 2 p.m., is the start time for that. So it only makes sense to be in their home at the Kings Court with the Houston Red Army. And when we got the invite from Tom, we talked about it as a board, and we just thought, what a great idea to be able to partner up with another established supporters group in the city. And again, love the invitation. We're taking them up on it, and we wanted to return the favor. And then again, Tuesday, April 16th at 2 p.m., we're going to be in our home at Revelry on Richmond. Again, for the home return match at the Camp Nou, we're going to be at Revelry on Richmond for the FC Barcelona match against Manchester United. So the Houston Culés definitely welcome, and not just, of course, any Culé that's in the city that wants to come and join us. Please do. But, of course, if you're a Manchester United fan, come on out as well.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful from both of the groups, and it shows the great type of leadership, because there is a lot of fragmentation sometimes at all levels of our soccer community. It's good to see people doing things together. And I think it's just going to be a great, fun time. That's the other thing. So give me your thoughts on where Barcelona is heading into this at Old Trafford tomorrow.
I mean, Barcelona has been, living in my bubble here, we're going to be really nitpicky on, how much we play some of these players and who's going to be available. There's some critical players. Dembele, for one, has just been given the medical green light. I don't expect him to start, but I do expect him that, again, if he's needed, I could see him coming off the bench in that final 20, 15 minutes because he can just really run at people with his speed. He can hit from the left, from the right. Again, I think we're in for a really good show. I know from my world, Barcelona is on a very good trajectory. But again, this is football. We know anything can happen.
By the way, Barcelona remains the only unbeaten squad in the competition this year. Manchester United has just won 4 of their 8 matches, but have advanced to this situation. It's different. Barcelona conceded only more than one goal in only one time. That's a testament to them having a lot of the ball, I'm sure. Manchester United, in their appearances, they failed to score a goal in three of their eight games. So this should be very, very interesting. What's the perfect score line for you realistically in this first leg at home against Manchester United? Because I don't think Manchester United can pitch a shutout against a team like Barcelona.
Well, that's the interesting piece there, is that Barcelona we have had historically in the last few years a problem scoring away in the Champions League. And so we're really looking for, when I think about what's going to be a good scoreline, it's a critical away goal for me. Mm-hmm. We got to get that away goal. It's something we couldn't do against Lyon in the prior, in the quarters, and I think it was the round of 16. And so here we are. You know, we have an opportunity to go into Old Trafford. Again, it's an opportunity for us to figure out how to get an away goal in the Champions League. So for me, if I had to say, what am I nervous about? It's absolutely that. But again, every time you come back to the Camp Nou, that's where things are definitely in our favor and have been.
All right. So potentials for Barcelona in this game. Ter Stegen, obviously, in goal. PK is another one that everybody knows. Alba and Semedo, outside backs. Lenglet, probably partnering PK. Sergio Busquets still remains in that vital number six role that is so important to FC Barcelona. How's his season been?
You know, I mean, Busquets is one of those players that, again, he's kind of up and down, but most of the time, I think overall Busquets is fine. I don't think he's having a phenomenal season, but I think with Busquets, and there's no question Rakitic is going to be to the right of him. Arthur is going to be to the left of him. And I think we're more likely to see Sergio Roberto in the back right. In the biggest matches, Valverde really relies on Sergio Roberto. He's the guy you can truly count on, even though Semedo has been proving himself match in and match out. Again, Sergio Roberto is that, we call him a Swiss Army knife, right? He could pretty much do anything. So having him there, and I think you're going to see Coutinho, Suarez, and Messi up front with Dembélé holding him back unless they need him in the end.
Yeah. Interesting. This is going to be good tomorrow. The front, Lingard, Martial, Rashford, do you see them causing some potential problems with Pogba behind them for Manchester United?
I think that there's some speed there that can be of concern. I think if PK and Lenglet play their game, if Jordi Alba plays his game, I think we are going to be in, I think we should be in good shape. But again, that speed, there's some speed on the, out there on the wing. So we're definitely going to have to watch out.
Yeah, United could certainly be dangerous on the counterattack. Victor, thank you so much. We'll see you down at 903 Hutchins tomorrow with the King's Court. And Houston Coolis, we appreciate everything you're doing, Victor. Your passion is wonderful, and I think in combination with Tom Clare and the Houston Red Army, it's going to be a great day tomorrow. By the way, if you're not feeling good right now, make sure you call into work and tell people that you don't want to be contagious and get them sick, and we'll see you at the King's Court. All right, looking forward to that tomorrow. And boy, the supporters groups in Houston have really been bringing it to different bars around the town, and certainly tomorrow is going to be no different. There are going to be people sneaking out for this one between Manchester United and FC Barcelona. Okay, as we go to break, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. You might get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial. We hope not, but these things do happen, and when they do, you need representation. 24/7 nights and weekends, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm are going to work for you. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So when you hear our sponsors, Advantage BMW, the Daspit Law Firm, King's Court, O'Connor's Pub out on I-10, home of Liverpool Supporters Group. When you hear these sponsors, support them because they are bringing soccer to the radio for you. The Cube, obviously, again, Cube 57, the home of all your Houston Dynamo broadcasts, they're also a sponsor of this show. So join Eddie Robinson, Cindy Bourbano, and myself with our broadcast coverage on the Cube. We do a pregame show half hour. We do a postgame show half hour. So we thank the Cube 57 for being sponsors of this show as well. So support these sponsors. It's important. It makes everything go round, including Tri-Eagle Energy. Okay. With that, we're going to take a break. Don't forget Facebook Soccer Matters. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Hit me up there. And don't forget, we're constantly upgrading and bringing you fresh content at Facebook Soccer Matters. Also on Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. Take a break. More to come. Daspit Law Firm Break.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Such drama in the second semi-final. This goes in and we go to extra time. And in it goes. Deeney delivers in one of the big moments of a great Watford career.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight on a European Champions League day. By the way, more Champions League tomorrow. One of the ones people will be focused on is Manchester United and Barcelona. Hey, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and the Daspit Law Firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. You go to DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you get, look, nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, you need representation. Car, motorcycle, industrial, construction. Daspit Law Firm will work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. By the way, these sponsors that you hear on this show are the ones that keep Soccer Talk on the radio. And exciting interview to do here right now. He is the founder chairman of Circuit America's Racetrack, which, by the way, MotoGP is there this weekend. If you want something to do, you go to MotoGP. It's incredible. The whole motorcycle culture, seeing guys flying around on bikes at 200 miles an hour, it's something not to be missed. And I'm likely going to make the run up there on Sunday. But he is also the owner of the Austin Bold of the USL. He's Bobby Epstein. He joins us now. Bobby, thank you very much for coming on the program.
My pleasure, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, before we get into soccer talk, I became a MotoGP fan because of your racetrack. And I'd been watching it on BN Sports and some of the other networks, and a friend who's a motorcycle guy, and he said, hey, man, you got to come up to see MotoGP. I'll tell you, to see that live and in person and get close to those guys on bikes at 200 miles an hour, it was remarkable.
Yeah, it's an incredible event. It's a sport I wasn't familiar with before we got the track, and it's fantastic. And the crowds for that keep growing every year, the camping crowd as well as people who just come in for the day. But, yeah, to see the bodies leaning and touching elbows and knees to the ground at 100 plus miles an hour, and then on a straight they get to 220 miles an hour on a motorcycle. I think we all, in person, when you see that and you see occasionally, you do see a body go one way and bike go the other and see them get back up. It's incredible to see.
So what made you get into, you know, the USL and Austin Bold? I do know that you're a soccer guy and you do play the sport and you love the sport.
I'm much more of a soccer guy than I am a racing guy. In fact, I'm leaving after the MotoGP race, right after it, to go to Barcelona to see the second game of Man U versus Barca. And then I get back here Wednesday night for the Austin Bold game.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me. That's going to be a great run. So at what point do you decide to get into the USL game and decide to go full bore with this? I mean, you got this amazing racetrack. You're an Austin area person. You're a local. You've obviously put Austin with the track into the minds of the sports world with all the F1 and the MotoGP stuff, but how does the idea of deciding to have a team there and then constructing a stadium there?
Well, from just a pure fun standpoint, the opportunity to be a part of bringing professional soccer to Austin was something that I always wanted to do, and the opportunity presented itself largely because soccer had failed in Austin in the past, and Austin had a Division II USL team that was going under and did wind up going under. And that presented an opportunity, which is to say, what went wrong here? Why didn't Austin embrace soccer? Why didn't soccer, maybe it didn't have the right circumstance or chance to make it? And that's what we really looked at and spent a couple of years trying to pursue that. And the USL seemed like the way to go in terms of put your toe in the water and see if Austin will respond. And the first thing we had to do was to get a stadium that was soccer specific. And the previous teams had bounced around between high school football stadiums and played on artificial turf on football lines on fields that were too narrow. So we really, we took a look and said, what can we do? And it's not an afterthought. The soccer field was designed into the Circuit of the Americas master plan from year one in 2011 when it was laid out. The architects specifically left a place for that to happen one day, and it was just fun to finally actually make it happen.
Bobby Epstein joining us. He's the founder and chairman of the Circuit of the Americas racetrack outside of Austin. He is also the owner of Austin Bold FC, which I believe now 1-1-2, is that correct? Something like that. You guys started off 5,800 fans at the sellout. You played San Antonio, and as you mentioned before to me, before we started the interview, a very cold day. But what a great start for you guys.
Yeah, it was great. The capacity for the seating areas is actually lower than where we sold. We had room sold. We stopped at about 600 of standing room capacity. We've got some sort of a balcony type overlook over the field that people can sit on, stand on, and it was a great atmosphere. People came out, and the fans were, we had our chance going. I think it was halfway just to stay warm. It was a pretty cold night, but to see everyone come out under those circumstances the way they did, it's it was a great start, and we got our first win.
And what was the fan base like? Where did you draw mostly from? Was this youth community type fans? I mean, what was kind of the mix of the fan base?
I think it was less the youth community that will probably carry us through the summer, where we'll see, I think, a lot more families and a lot of the youth soccer crowd come out. It was a surprisingly more adult-based and couples crowd than we might be probably originally expected.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing at all right there. I kind of like that. Date night at Bold games, right? Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. All right, so the question that everybody will want me to ask is, how does this now, those plans to put that field in and get a USL team, was this prior to what happened with Austin FC? And then has this changed in any way the end game for you? I mean, what is the end game for the Bold now that MLS has given a franchise to Austin FC?
Sure. Well, this was obviously planned and started and executed on well before we had any idea that that Columbus Crew might move. And then, of course, later the expansion, Austin FC, might happen. So we were already well on our way in pursuit of this, and did so with the idea that if Austin embraced the USL at a 5,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 person capacity, that we might be a logical choice to get an expansion franchise for MLS one day. But we were obviously mistaken in that. We weren't the only ones pursuing that route. And so I think at this point, the goal for Austin Bold just has to be to have fun, put on a great show and build some fans. And I think it'll be a fan-friendly environment that will hopefully coexist well with MLS franchise in the future.
Yeah, I think you put that very well. Could there ever be any cooperative work? I mean, could you guys become the USL affiliate one day of Austin FC? Is that something you've thought about?
Not at all. Not that it couldn't happen. We just haven't given that any thought. Right now, we're focused on our first season and filling the fans, filling the stadium, and having fun. We've got a couple of years we know before the MLS team will probably be here, and so I think we'll focus on that right now.
He's Bobby Epstein. He's the founder and chairman of Circuit of Americas. If you haven't been out to that racetrack, it's amazing. And hey, if you want to go out to the racetrack, catch some MotoGP, you can also catch the Austin Bold in the USL there. There's also a USL team in San Antonio. So I would imagine that could make for some great rivalry and work together, you guys in San Antonio, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to play really well. We know they took up an entire section of the stadium here, and I hope by the time we play San Antonio, there's enough Bold fans that we take up a section there.
Tell my listeners, because I do know that you are a soccer person. You play the game. You're headed over to watch Barcelona play Manchester United in the Champions League. Where were your initial introduction to soccer? What part of the country did you grow up in? And is that where you got hooked on the sport?
Yeah, I grew up in Dallas and the Dallas Tornado. Between playing on the foosball table that had their logo on it and going seeing them play in what was Texas Stadium, you and I talked earlier about maybe your experience with 5,000 fans in a football stadium doesn't feel so great, but I was one of those guys. And so growing up playing in Dallas, never that good at it, but I enjoyed it.
Do you remember Jeff Bourne?
Jeff Bourne.
Thornby County was a striker with a Tornado. Who was the Tornado player that you would remember the most?
Well, I remember Bobby Moffitt.
Yeah, of course.
Because I took a trip. I played. He called and invited me to play on a team that when I was a kid. And I remember getting the phone call. Hello, Bobby. This is Bobby. And you had Kyle Rote Jr.
Yeah.
And I had Kenny Moffitt, maybe, as the goalie. So that's all you're going to get out of that memory.
Do you remember a guy named Wolfgang Rausch?
Yeah.
Joe Wolfgang Rausch, I actually played a little bit here in Houston with him and against him. He was a great player, and he was actually a Bayern Munich player who took over in the sweeper position for Franz Beckenbauer. He was amazing.
Oh, wow,
player.
Yeah.
Well, that was good that you mentioned Bobby Moffitt because he's done so much for the game in Dallas, as we all know, and had the tours going on, and I think he was just a part of a big NASL reunion as well. So that's a good one that you mentioned. Tell us a little bit more about Austin as a soccer city from your perspective, Bobby.
You know, we've seen Austin. I still play in the men's league. There seems to be plenty of competition all the way to the older ages. But Austin's a great outdoor city. You know, I'm at the track right now, and I look outside, and tonight, on Tuesday nights, we open up the track to the community for just to ride their bicycles around. And we've got 600 people on the track tonight, just on a regular Tuesday night, community bike night, that or outside because people like to get outdoors. And I think soccer is certainly part of a healthy environment and a healthy outdoor fun things to do. And so a lot of the community plays. I think we've got a tremendous youth organizations and youth clubs, and I think having the pro team will only inspire that even more so. What we haven't seen yet is whether people will buy tickets to watch it.
Yeah. Now, community bike night, that sounds amazing. You just shot out a whole bunch of numbers there, and what everybody just kind of rides the loop. That's awesome.
Yeah, come out. We've got a way to bypass the big hill on turn one, and you eventually go around where the soccer field is. But you ride a Formula One track on your bicycle, come out. You got kids going by, and you got the bike teams too. That it's a great place for serious bikers to practice and get the hills and be safe. I mean, it's the safest place to drive, and you got no vehicles going around you.
Boy, you got that right. So you also have a concert facility there, and you've brought in some very, very big acts as well, right?
We do. We have a partnership with Live Nation, and we have an amphitheater here. Austin is self-proclaimed live music capital of the world, but our largest venue, for over 2,500 people, there's only the basketball arena at UT other than our amphitheater to see a concert. So we've done well. A lot of the shows that you have come there to maybe the Woodlands wind up coming here on their tour through Texas.
Well, Bobby, listen, thank you very much. Continued success with the Austin with Austin Bold. And by the way, it's AustinBoldFC.com. There's where you can find out about Bobby Epstein and his club. It's also Coda Americas. Do you want to say something about MotoGP this weekend to everybody here in Houston and around the country?
Now come see it. We got 100,000 plus people will be here. Bring a camper, bring your family, come in for the day or stay the weekend. These motorcycle riders are only in the U.S. one time a year. They go around the world, so come check it out. It's awesome.
Bobby,
next Wednesday night, Austin Bold Soccer, that's more important.
There you go. Bobby, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate the insight, and best of luck with the Bold. And, I don't have to wish you luck this weekend because you just said there's 100,000 people going to be there. So have a great time this weekend, and thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, that's Bobby Epstein, and that was some interesting stuff there with him. And by the way, as we go to break here, I just want to remind you about Tri-Eagle Energy. Soccer fans, I got a new sponsor to Soccer Matters. It's Tri-Eagle Energy. There's synergy with their energy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. Let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on. Now, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and then you find out a couple months later, guess what? You're paying a higher rate, or there are additional fees on your bill. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. So check out Tri-Eagle Energy. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. How about that from Bobby Epstein, the Austin Bold owner and founder and chairman of the Circuit of Americas. Interesting stuff there. We'll take a break. More to come here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
A run on that side. No foul given. Morgan running, looking for 100. She's got it!
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 as we roll on. I want to remind you, Cube 57 is the home of your Houston Dynamo. That's where you can catch all your Dynamo games on TV. Join Andy Robinson, Cindy Bourbano, and myself on Cube 57. We are proud to bring you commentary, pre- and post-game shows with the Houston Dynamo on the Cube. So don't forget that. Houston Dynamo on the Cube. That's where you catch the Dynamo both at home and on the road. Next guest, great personal friend of mine, real gentleman, and he is a gatekeeper of Manchester United. The history, the knowledge, pretty remarkable. He's also the lead man on an event that we're going to talk about during this interview that benefits pediatric cancer. He is the author. He is the one and only Tom Clare. Tom, thank you for coming on the program.
My pleasure, Glenn.
So let's start off, first off. Manchester United tomorrow against Barcelona. And as big a Manchester United fan as you are, how about giving us a few thoughts ahead of this one?
Well, obviously, you know, I mean, two great, great clubs with great histories. And over the last few meetings, Barca have, you know, they've had the upper hand, you know, two finals, two wins. It's going to be a very, very good game, I hope. I think where United are concerned, it all depends on what team Ole Gunnar Solskjaer pulls out. And I was speaking to a journalist friend of mine a few hours ago, and he tells me he was at the hotel this evening, the Lowry Hotel, where the team are, and both Herrera and Matic were missing, and young James Garner, the 18-year-old midfielder, has been added to the squad. So again, it depends what team that United turn out, and after the last few performances, again, what team turns up. But you look at the Barcelona team, Glenn, and they've got to be favourites. I mean, their midfield, you look at it, Rakitic, Busquets, Vidal, Messi, you know, and then up to you, you know, they've got Coutinho and Suarez. I can't see any way that they're going away from Old Trafford tomorrow night without scoring a goal or two, you know. But again, it's a one-off game, and you know, on the night it depends. United have had some good results at Juventus and also at PSG, so the atmosphere will be absolutely boiling there tomorrow. I know Barca have got a fair crowd there, and United's fans will be ramped up for it. So it's going to be a great occasion.
Tom Clare joining us, noted author, also a good personal friend of mine, and we've done a number of things around a pediatric cancer event. We're going to talk to you about an event tomorrow here in a minute, but I also wanted to take you into David De Gea because, you know, we've heard all the rumors swirling about him heading to Real Madrid, and personally, you know, we were hearing people say best goalkeeper in the world, but it does seem like he's a little bit preoccupied with other things.
I don't think he's had a great season, to be honest, Glenn. I think his kicking this year has been horrendous, and it's caused a few goals. The goal at Wolves last week, I blame him as much as Fred for that equalising goal. But he's not been as sharp as he has been in recent seasons. That's for sure, you know. And again, you know, like you say, the
Real Madrid stuff could be there. It's the same with Herrera as well. He's suddenly injured. Apparently, this injury came up around about the time of the PSG interest. You know, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and you also had mentioned Paul Pogba, and you're wondering about his future at Old Trafford as well.
Well, again, you know, when a player starts bigging up Real Madrid, we've heard it all before. We heard it with Ronaldo in the years that when he was before he left. It would not surprise me. I think United's destiny lies in the next six league games, and especially if they don't get into the top four and qualify for Champions League next year. It's going to be an interesting few weeks, that's for certain. And Ollie's, you know, obviously got his plans ready for next season, but it will be interesting to see who comes and goes.
Is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who now has gotten the full-time job at Manchester United, obviously... you know, his start there was just remarkable and everything got freshened up and everybody was feeling good. Where is the general consensus of the Manchester United fan base, you know, over in England right now?
Yeah, everybody wants Ollie to stay. They want the job. They want some stability there, and they want him to be given time. He inherited a team from Jose Mourinho. There was obviously going to be some reaction when a new manager stepped in, no matter who it was, Glenn. Yeah, players were going to up the game because, you know, they were in the frame. But I think Ollie's got a good team around him, and he knows the club inside out. The guys he's got around him, Mike Phelan, Michael Carrick and Kieran, they all know the club back to front. So, you know, again, as a United fan, for me, it's time and patience and hoping that the board give him the tools, you know, to do what he wants to do.
Is it time the fan base kind of, you know, stops comparing everything to Sir Alex Ferguson? Because it just seems very unfair to any manager that comes there if that's constantly brought up.
26 years of constant success, Glenn. It's always going to be the same, isn't it? You know, I mean, what Sir Alex Ferguson achieved was unbelievable, and I don't think any soccer manager or coach will achieve what he achieved. And you've got probably two generations brought up on nothing but success. And a lot of impatience, you know. The problem with football, I feel today, is that, you know, that nobody wants to wait for anything. Everybody, because of the financial rewards and the trophies, everybody wants everything now, you know. And for me, people have to be patient. Give the manager time. Give the coaches time. Let them build a team. And you being in the game as well, you know, it takes a couple of seasons at least, you know, 2 to 3 seasons to build, you know, a consistent championship-winning team.
Yeah, I find it remarkable, the managers that can keep it all together in this day and age with social media, the amount of money flowing around. I mean, you know,
the pressures are enormous.
Yeah, and Solskjaer sitting there going, okay, if we don't end up top four and in the Champions League, I can probably kiss goodbye Paul Pogba and maybe others, you know, because they want Champions League football. They want the money. They want the opportunity to go to a club like Real Madrid, which is hard to believe. But, you know, I guess this is just the type of game we're involved in now.
It is, you know, and of course you look at Pogba now, he's 24, 25, you know, they're getting to that age where they want to be winning trophies, you know, they want to be there. He's already played in a European final. He's a World Cup winner, you know. And you look at the players around him at when he plays for France, and then you look at the players around him at United. You know, I mean, his performances the last few weeks have been sluggish. But I'm just hoping that the lad stays there and shows to Manchester United just what being at that club means to him.
Well, I mean, it's amazing because Manchester United has basically said, you know, we want to build this around you to a degree. You know, you're still looking elsewhere. All right. So tomorrow we got a wonderful event going on, and Tom is a big purveyor of this. Tom is the headband of the Houston Red Army, which is the supporters group here in Houston for Manchester United. And by the way, he's done an amazing job of growing this group. We all know how big the supporters club culture is here in Houston. We had 500 people recently downtown for Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United. They all have these tremendous supporters groups. So tomorrow it's at 903 Hutchins. And by the way, it's King's Court, and that's one of our great sponsors on this show. There's 13 monitors down there. It's a great place. It's where the Houston Red Army are. And tomorrow it's a joint supporters group party with Houston Culis. And then you guys are going to go over to Culis's home, which is Revelry Sports Bar on Richmond. Tell me how this idea came about, because I think this is absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know, in my time here in Houston, you know, and especially with the finals in 2009 and 2011, the European Champions League finals, we've always, our group has always had a good rapport with the wonderful Barca supporters. You know, there's never been any acrimony between us. We've always got on well. And, you know, they supported the Children's Cancer Fund dinner last year as well. So when the draw was made, I got to thinking, well, why not invite them over to the King's Court? Let's get them all together, both sets of supporters. We know we're all passionate about our clubs, and it will provide a great atmosphere. And then on the return leg next Tuesday, you know, we do the same. We go to the Revelry and we both support our clubs. And no matter what the result, I can guarantee that the cordiality between both sets of supporters will be unbelievable. You know, they're a great group of fans, the Barca fans, you know, and I have the greatest respect for them.
Yeah, and they're a lot of fun. Now, this is down at King's Court tomorrow.
Come
join us in the afternoon. I'm planning on being down there. I would go down there just to see Tom Clair, but I'm definitely going down there to watch the game as well. The King's Court's been a great sponsor of this show, Jay and Company. Great food, so if you can sneak away from work, get down there. But you're going to be a part of a great supporters culture between these two teams. And as Tom said, it's very cordial. It's going to be a lot of fun. A little bit more about how you guys met. And you know, when you talked to Victor Valencek of Houston Culis, you know, what was his initial response to this? Because sometimes people are a little bit standoffish when these types of things are presented, but I think it's a wonderful statement that's going to be made between the two groups.
Yeah, well, Victor and Costa as well. You know, they've been good friends over the years, and they were as excited as I was. And when I initially sort of proposed this, they went out to the fan base you know, put the proposition to them, and it was received really, really well. As I say, Glenn, whenever we've been together for games, the atmosphere has been terrific, and the cordiality between each set of fans, you know, the respect between each set of fans for both clubs, and everybody has enjoyed it. Everybody has gone away, you know, saying, you know, okay, win, lose, or draw, it's been a great day.
Yeah, and it will be tomorrow, no question about it. It'll be at King's Court tomorrow. What time's everybody getting there, Tom?
Well, the kickoff's at 2 o'clock, so I would think from 1 p.m. onwards, you know, everybody will be arriving, and we have some nice things going on tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a raffle and a bunch of other things, and Soccer Matters is going to be there as well, so we're looking forward to it. All right, I want to lead you into something else here, which we worked together on, but I would be remiss if I didn't say the real heavy lifting is done by Tom Clair and his wife, Cheryl. The Houston Red Army Supporters Group, obviously headed up by Tom. Third annual community dinner. It's going to benefit Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. It's a 501c charity for pediatric cancer research. Friday, June 14th. Raffle. Amazing auction items. Incredible fun. We had a wonderful time there last year. Each year, this keeps getting bigger. The tickets are $140. You get your $40 deposit, and now you can do that by going to HoustonRedArmy.com/events. Reserve the seat now. But remember that this is going to pediatric cancer research. Three-course meal, wine, you name it, auction items out of this world. Now, originally the guest speaker was going to be the former Manchester United manager, Big Ron Atkinson. We've had a little bit of a snafu there. Tell us who the new speaker is now, and kind of give us a little bio on who he is, because he's going to have some great stories.
Yeah, sadly, Big Ron had to pull out through medical and travel problems. And the last minute, David May, the former Manchester United centre-half, he stepped in. And David will be travelling over on the 12th of June and be staying with us for 5 days and doing this. Now, David was signed by Sir Alex Ferguson back in 2004. And he's a local Manchester guy, actually, who didn't come up through United's youth academy. He went to Blackburn Rovers as a young boy, and he made his debut for Blackburn when he was just 18. And he was with Blackburn until 2004. Blackburn were a force. Kenny Dalglish became the manager there, and Jack Walker, the steel magnate, pushed all the money into Blackburn, and they became a real force. But Sir Alex Ferguson, there was a little contract wrangling going on between Blackburn and David May, and Sir Alex Ferguson kept his eye on it. And when the time was right, he stepped in and he bought David, and David came into the team, and he was with Manchester United for 9 years, and he won two championship medals there. He won two FA Cups. He won two charity shields. And he was a member of the 1999 treble winning squad. And for those of us who can't remember who he was, if you look at the photographs of the 1999 Champions League winning team, the blonde lad at the top of the pyramid of the picture when the trophy was presented is David May. He's got some wonderful, wonderful stories, especially one of the night when Eric Cantona did the infamous Kung Fu kick. That was the night that David scored his first league goal for United at Crystal Palace, and his story of the dressing room after that game is hilarious. It really is. And he's got some really, really terrific stories to tell about people like Roy Keane, Giggs, about Scholes, about Schmeichel. He's got a wealth of stories, and he's good fun. He really is. And he will be value for money.
Yeah, he's 48 years old now, and
yeah.
I think it's going to be fantastic to talk about that 99 treble winning team and all the
party afterwards, especially. I'll tell you, he tells some wonderful stories of the party after that final.
Hey, you should know a little bit about wine too, because apparently, since retiring, David May has become a wine importer. So. Make sure we have some fine red wines, some good cabs, a good blend down there for him.
I'm sure, but he's so approachable as well. You know, he's a wonderful guy, and he's a good ambassador. He's a regular on Manchester United television every week as well. He does a few programs on there. You know, so he's still very much attached to the club. You know, and for him to step in at the last minute and do this for us, well, we're eternally grateful for it, because he actually runs. A golf tourney every year in Manchester for the Christie Cancer Hospital there, and over the last few years, he's raised £180,000 for that hospital. Wow. So he is very aware of the charity of what we're doing, and I think that's what swayed him to come out. Actually,
well, I'll tell you what, that makes him the perfect guest. We'll even let it slide that he grew up supporting Manchester City.
Well, yeah, but he's as red as they come now.
yes, he is. Well, Tom, listen, I'm so excited to see you tomorrow. Thank you for coming into town. Before we go, I just want to remind you once again, HoustonRedArmy.com/events to get your tickets to this and hear David May. But I'll tell you what, it's worth the price to hear Tom Clare talk about Manchester United, as passionate and knowledgeable as it gets. Tickets are $140. Get your $40 deposit in. You can even RSVP via PayPal. TomClare@Comcast.net. Again, this is Friday, June 14th. All for the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Anything else you want to say, Tom, about the event?
Just looking forward to everybody. The event has grown, and we've had some good keynote speakers in the last few years, and everybody who has been in the last few years, you know, they're returning. So, you know, it is a growing event, and it's not just about Manchester United. It's about the soccer community in Houston giving to our own local children and supporting, you know, that's why we say it's the Houston soccer community, not Manchester United. And the all important event is giving back to the charity.
Yeah. Sign up, join us. It's going to be a great night. Great night to get to meet some very, very interesting people. And it's very interesting people that show up at this, and they're all from different walks of life. So it's wonderful. Again, Tom Clare at Comcast.net, HoustonRedArmy.com/events. And Tom, I will see you tomorrow, and thank you very much for being on the show.
Looking forward to it immensely, Glenn. Thank you very much.
You are the best. Tom Clare also knocked out cancer, by the way, in a big way, and we appreciate that. Kings Court will be the place to be tomorrow. Get down there around 1. Kickoff, I think, is around 2, as Tom mentioned. We appreciate that. That's going to wrap it up here tonight for us. Again, our thanks to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They are our presenting sponsors. We appreciate them. Advantage BMW. We love the drive of a BMW. It's the ultimate driving machine. The other thing we love is the customer service at BMW. Get down there. It's second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown. They'll cover you with sales, service, and finance. Advantage BMW Midtown. Advantage BMW Houston.com. Go down there. Say hello to Philip and Justin. They're good friends of mine. They love soccer, and they do that. And they show their love by supporting this soccer show. For Andrew Carlson, Victor Ariza, we say goodnight. Remember the podcast at podcastarena.com and iTunes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.